Pam Nelson is the Minnehaha County Treasurer. She worked with McKellips in the state Senate in the 1990s. Nelson says a story from his banking career demonstrates his character.
One of the things I thought was really admirable about him, it was back in the Depression when banks were failing all over the place. Roger and his father's bank also failed, but they made a pledge, and I'll never forget it, to repay every investor in their bank and that no one would have that loss, and they kept that promise. They repaid everybody, and I think that says a lot about Roger.
Nelson says McKellips was passionate about economic development and creating jobs. She says he was committed to bringing people together.
Although he was a business person, he understood working people, and he understood farmers and their needs and how to work with them as well. And in order to be a good leader in this state, you have to be able to work and understand all of those different factions in order to get something done. And if you understand that stuff, then you're more likely to be able to convince those people on all those sides to go along with a plan if you have one, be willing to modify your plan if you can see that there's a better way. And Roger was open-minded about that.
McKellips graduated from Alcester High and played on the school's Class B state championship basketball team in 1941. He served in India and China during World War II and was inducted into the South Dakota Hall of Fame in 2003. He is survived by his wife of 74 years, along with 3 children, 7 grandchildren, and 11 great-grandchildren. Funeral services are set for Saturday morning at the Alcester Elementary School Auditorium. Governor Dennis Dugard has ordered the flags at the state capitol to fly at half-staff on Saturday to honor McKellips. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jeremy Ludeman.